we just crashed your mom's car. This is all about your car.
Yes, ma'am.
This daughter accuses her coworker.
She kept persisting, asking me to borrow the car. She grabbed my keys, the car was gone.
Or was she behind the wheel?
Before we knew it, the car had hydroplaned into a pole. And she was like, well, can you please take the blame for me? Because my mom can't do anything to you.
I have to believe somebody.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Brenda Elliott is suing her daughter's former friend, 18-year-old Thejana Willis, for crashing her car into a pole. Thejana claims Brenda's daughter was the driver that day.
Order. All rise.
Case number 104 on the calendar, in the matter of Elliott versus Willis.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ladies, not her. Seat. She goes next to her mother. Thank you, Bird.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
18.
Who are you?
I'm her sister.
What are you doing here? Are you a witness to anything, or you just came for the ride?
I'm a witness as far as what she told me, the encounters at the event.
You can't testify what she told you. It's hearsay.
Okay.
You two were friends?
We were.
This is all about your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that the defendant, who was a friend of your daughter's, drove your car, had an accident. You want her to pay for the damage to the
car. Yes, ma'am.
Miss Willis says she wasn't even driving the car. She says your daughter was driving the car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And your daughter asked her to lie because she was afraid that if she told the truth, you're really going to get on back.
Of course.
That's your defense.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sit. Nope. You. Your mother wasn't there with you. When did the accident take place?
On April 6th.
Time?
It was about 5:45 in the afternoon.
Where were you with Miss Willis prior to 5:45?
We were both at work.
Where do you work?
A restaurant called Taco Cabana.
And your shifts were over at the same time, or they were starting at 5:45?
She left before I did.
Explain that to me.
She left early before I did because my shifts ended way later than hers did on a weekend. Mine ended at 11, and I do not know what times her shifts were.
And how did she leave? Did she leave in your car?
She left with her father.
And then where did you go?
I drove the car back home after the shift was over.
And then?
Me and my mother, we talked about what happened and...
Well, I haven't heard anything that happened. I said, when did the accident take place? You said 5:45.
About 5:45, yes, ma'am.
Well, who was in the car?
She was.
Alone?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell me how she got into the car alone.
I was dealing with customers, and she came over to me asking me if she can go run an errand a couple blocks away. It was pouring rain at that time, and she kept persisting, asking me to borrow the car. And I said no at first, but she knew where my keys were. She went
No. Don't tell me what she knew, and make it so I believe it. So she came to you and said, I want to run an errand a couple of blocks away.
Yes, ma'am.
Had she ever driven your car before?
Yes, ma'am, one time before.
So she drove your car before?
Yes, ma'am.
How much before April 6th had she driven the car?
Just one time.
When?
It occurred about April 2nd or time...
So a couple of days before?
Yes, ma'am.
And where was it that she drove a couple of days before?
She went to her bank, Chase.
So she asked to borrow your car while you were working?
It was... across the street from us, yes, ma'am.
She needed a car to go across the street?
That's what she said.
And you said okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you gave her the car. And she had never used a car before?
She had not used our car before, my mother's car.
Did she use your car?
No, I do not have a car.
Did you ever see her use anybody else's car?
Not that I know of.
Well, you would know whether you saw
else's
car. So you never saw her use anybody else's car but yours?
No, ma'am.
So now you gave her permission on April 2nd to use the car to go across the street. Now it comes April 6th, and she wants to go a couple of blocks away. She comes over to you, and you said...
I told her no at first because I did not want her driving the car again, but she kept persisting.
Why?
Because I knew that it was pouring rain.
Don't make it up as you're going along. First you said no, and she said...
That she wanted to borrow the car to go run an errand a couple...
She already told you that, and you said no, so...
She kept persisting on letting...
No, tell me what she said, not insisting. Tell me what she said.
She said, can I please borrow the car? Can I please borrow the car? And she kept asking to borrow it, and I kept saying,
I'm not believing you. I just want to tell you something. I'm not believing what you're telling me.
She kept asking to borrow the car because she wanted
I'm telling you, I'm not believing what you're telling me right now.
She wanted to borrow the car because
I understand that's what you're telling me. That I believe. I believe she came to you and said, can I borrow the car?
She went over to where my bag was and grabbed the keys, and when I wasn't paying attention. I was still dealing with customers.
I don't believe you.
She grabbed my keys. The car was gone.
I don't believe you.
She took the car. She did it without permission.
I'm telling you, I don't believe you.
She took the car.
I believe she took the car, if I believe anything you say. I believe she took the car. I don't believe she took the car without your permission.
I told her no, that she couldn't borrow the car because I didn't want her borrowing the car again. People around had even said that she was asking to borrow cars. I said no after that because I didn't want to trust her anymore. She took the car. She went over to where I had my stuff, took the keys out of my bag, and took the car. She kept saying, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't worry, I'll be back. And by the time I went to go check the car, it was gone.
Anybody have a police report?
There was no police report filed. Mm-hmm. She crashed the car at a different store, at a different location than where she said she was going to.
Version.
We worked together at Taco Cabana. We were friends before then. We also went to the same school. And we were going over labor that day. Like, nobody was coming in. So when there's not a lot of business, our manager tells us, go on break. She told me and Myra to go on break at the same time. We did.
Just a second. Your manager's name is?
Teresa.
Teresa, is that store still in business?
Yes, ma'am.
And Teresa told the two of you to go on break at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is Teresa's phone number?
I wouldn't
What's
know.
The phone number at the store, at the restaurant?
I wouldn't know.
We're going to find out. She still works there?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So if I called her, she would tell me that she told the two of you to go on break at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to get the name of that store, and we're going to call Teresa. Have you ever spoken to Teresa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Keep going.
We went on break.
The two of you, together?
Yes, ma'am. We went in her car because we were going to go get something to eat. But I told her I didn't have money, and my brother had sent it to me, Western Union. It was at a Walmart. So as we were going to the Walmart, it was raining outside, true enough. And as, like, at the front of the Walmart in the parking lot, we were going around the curve. And she was looking out. We were both looking down to see where a parking spot was. Before we knew it, the car had hydroplaned into a pole in front of Walmart. And so we kind of stopped for a minute and shocked as if we just crashed your mom's car. So when we got out the car, we got and looked at the damages that were made. The Walmart people had came out as well. Myra was hysterical. She was like her mom was, like, she was going to, like, basically whoop her. She was crazy about it. She didn't want to get in trouble. And I understood because if I wrecked my dad's car, I knew I would be in trouble too. Well, the Walmart people came out to make sure we were okay. They told us for her not to be driving because of how hysterical she was, and they didn't want her to wreck again. So we waited a while, and then we went back to work.
Who drove?
Myra. And then she was telling me the whole time that we were going, she was like, well, can you please take the blame for me? Because my mom can't do anything to you. She was like, I don't want any graduation problems to happen. Like, I don't want her to take me, because she was supposed to stay in Texas. But as the accident happened, her mom said that she had to go with her to Arizona, and she didn't want to go.
So what you're saying is she was driving.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I get Teresa on the phone, Teresa's going to tell me that on April 6th, because it's a date that you would remember, because I assume you both came back and spoke to Teresa.
I believe it was maybe April 9th, because I remember my cousin's birthday being that April 7th, which was before.
In April. I assume you told Teresa that there was an accident.
Yes, she knows.
When you came back?
Yes.
Great. Do we have the number?
81-40.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I believe her mom was there, too, when she came to look at the damages on the car.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
My mother was there, yes, when she spoke
after the accident.
Stand up.
And later today...
I know how to ask a question. Did the lady say to you, little man, you scratched my car? And he said yes.
Did he tell you that?
No. Because I looked at your face, and I looked at his father's face, and the girl said, oh, no, that's not good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 18-year-old Myra Elliott says her former friend, Thejana Willis, crashed her mom's car into a pole. Thejana claims it was Myra who was driving that day.
Don't believe you.
Her daughter gave me that number personally.
Don't believe you. What I'm telling you is, I don't believe you because... It's a very easy story to confirm or deny. I assume that nobody has any particular affiliation with Teresa.
If her last name is not, then it's because that's her married
Doesn't
last name.
Teresa, the person who answered the phone, did somebody just text her?
No.
What is an O because why?
No, but I have not texted her. I have not. I saw her a week ago at her work. I went to go see her.
And?
We went to go eat at Taco Banana. I just told her
that. Do you still work there?
No, ma'am.
Tell me why.
I got laid off.
And what about you?
I quit a couple weeks before school ended.
I'm not sure I believe you.
I told Teresa that we were going to be here at Judge Judy, but I did not tell her when, where, or why.
Yes, she did.
I did not tell Teresa to lie for anything.
No, I don't believe you.
I had not taken a break. I only took a break once the whole entire time that I was working there at Taco Cabana. Mm-hmm. One time.
Don't believe you. Maybe I'm wrong. I have to believe somebody. I didn't believe your whole story when you say she came to borrow the car and she ran, she took the keys, and she, in effect, stole your car. She, in effect, stole your car, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Well, I don't believe that.
I never drive in the rain, and when I drove
What I'm telling you is I don't believe you. You're going to have to get me Teresa on the phone, because she won't get on the phone. Whoever is answering the phone, and even her boss, her manager, because she won't get on the phone. He goes, don't speak. Because that's her story. Her story is we went out together. Because you did speak to Teresa when you came back, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And told her about
We both told her about the accident, and I believe her mom was there, too, when she came to look at the damages on the car.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
My mother was there, yes, when she spoke
after
to Teresa.
After the accident.
Stand up. Did you see Teresa at the restaurant?
Yes, ma'am.
Your case is dismissed. That's all. Bye. Believe you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's ludicrous.
I feel like it was the right decision.
She was the one driving the car.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I lost a car to my name.
Because she didn't want to get in trouble by her mom.
I lost a graduation party that we had been planning for months.
She did lie, like most of it.
She's lying, saying I drove the car.
I'm not taking the blame for nobody else.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jones versus Benning. Step forward.
Carla Jones is suing her neighbor, Crystal Benning, for the cost to fix her car. Carla says Crystal's 6-year-old son, Omari, scratched it while riding his bike.
Miss Jones, it is your claim that the defendant's son, this little boy over here, was riding his bike and scratched your car twice.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's a neighbor of yours?
Yes.
And you know him?
No. As of that day, I know him.
Just as of that day?
Yes.
How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
11 years.
And you? How long have you lived there?
I just moved probably about weeks ago.
So you just moved into the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you didn't know
Yes.
On what date did this accident happen?
On the 14th, 4:14.
What time of day?
4:45.
So light or dark? Yeah.
It was light.
And is that orange car your car?
Yes.
Parked in front of your house?
Yes.
Okay. And one boy out on a bicycle or more than one boy?
On that day, yes, just the one. Yes.
What's your name?
Omari.
Omari, were you riding your bike by yourself that day?
Yeah.
No, don't look over there. Look over here.
Yes.
You were riding your bike by yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ride with friends earlier that day?
No.
You were only by yourself. What kind of a bike do you have?
I got a red bike.
Red. Did you get it for Christmas?
No.
Did you get it for your birthday?
No.
What did you get it for?
Nothing. I just got it because I wanted to ride my bike.
Okay, great. So you saw this youngster. Tell me what you observed.
I had went in the house, I came back out, and he rode into the car. First, he scratched the over the wheel mount right there. And I just looked at the car, and I was like, little man, you just scratched my car. And he just looked at me and took off.
So he stopped?
Yes, and he looked
just
at me.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You said to him, come over here, I want to talk to you. Right here. Did Mrs. Jones say to you, little man, you scratched my car?
Yes.
Okay, and you took off. Is that what happened? Good, now you can go sit down.
He's just as cute as he can be.
Okay, and you were going to let it go?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When a 6-year-old knows that he's in trouble because the first time he hit her car, he took off. but she spoke to him. Then he came back, and this time he really damaged the car, and he's 6 years old. Do you think that he's going to tell you, Mommy, I scratched the car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carla Jones says, 6-year-old Omari Benning scratched her car with his bicycle. Omari's mother, Crystal, says her son is innocent.
Okay, then what happened?
I didn't even know, you know, that he, I thought he was from around the corner or something because I'd never seen a little boy before. So I went back in the house and started cooking. I came back out.
What did you come back out for?
Because the little boy across the street, he always come and tell me what he did for the day. So he was knocking on the door. And I told him, I said, give me a minute. I'll talk to you in a little bit. So I went back in the house, put my food in the oven. Then I came back outside. And then I noticed him again. He went up the street, came back out.
You mean
Omar? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he went up the street and came back up the street. And I was like, he's really going to tear somebody's car. Because he was riding, leaning on the bike like this. I guess trying to ride without no hands. I said, he's really going to tear somebody's car. So, you know, I was talking to the little boy. He went back across the street, and then I was just sitting there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go tell this mom, find out where does he live, and go tell this mom that he scratched my car. But it's okay. It was a little scratch. It wasn't bad. Then once he came back up the street again, I went across the street first, and I was talking to one of the neighbors. And I just asked her, I said, who little guy is that? He's just cute, but he scratched my car, and I just want to let his mom know, you know, they need to just tell him, you know, can he go to the end of the street, you know, so he won't really, you know, damage anybody's
car. Just tell me what you observed.
So he came back up, and I heard the window. My windows fold in, but I didn't fold them in that day. And it hit the window, boom, and then you hear up the car. And then I was like, oh.
So you observed it?
Yes.
So what's the issue? Miss Benning, what's the issue?
I was outside.
Just a second. What's the issue?
What do you mean, what the issue is?
What's the issue? She tells you, your neighbor, who's been there for 11 years, you're new to the neighborhood. She tells you that your little boy, who you know has been outside riding his bike in the street, scratched her car twice. What's the issue about taking care of the bill?
Well, my son said he didn't do it.
Your son's lying to you.
My son doesn't lie.
Yes, he did. You want to know why? Because you were so surprised when he sat up there a moment ago, because I know how to ask a question. And I said, did the lady say to you, little man, you scratched my car? And he said, yes. Did he tell you that? No, because I looked at your face and I looked at his father's face. And you said, oh, no, that's not good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course you do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, can I see the estimate to fix your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, great. Can I see pictures of the car, please?
Yes.
Responsibility, that's what you want to teach.
Well, he said he didn't do it.
That's what you... Your son's dimming. When little children... How old is he? Six?
Six.
When a 6-year-old knows that he's in trouble because the first time he hit her car, he took off. But she spoke to him. So it's not a question of mistaken identity. Then he came back, and this time he really damaged the car, and he's 6 years old. Do you think that he's going to tell you, Mommy, I scratched the car? So you have to be able to rely on what's common sense. Mm-hmm. And what's common sense is she's not going to try to blame a 6-year-old for scratching her car. And she came to you immediately.
Well, it was other kids out there.
What? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $947. You're supposed to teach your children right from wrong, telling the truth and telling a lie, taking responsibility if they do something wrong. That was an accident because he didn't mean to do it. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to supervise a 6-year-old riding a bike in the street. Goodbye.
Oh, you're excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
When you had a fight, you took the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Then, did she hit back?
She used your car for batting practice. Tell me what you did to his car.
I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Next Judge Judy.
He said he didn't do it, so I believed him, and that's my child.
She said, here's $100. We shook hands. She said, just get an estimate, and I will take care of the damages.
It was very, very expensive, so being that it was a little stretch, I didn't think that it would be that much.
You can't just buff that out or whatever. It has to be done. The whole door has to be done.
We do live in the same neighborhood. I don't want any problems. I want our kids to still be able to play together if need be. Unfortunately, that happened.
I love the kids around here. I play with all of them, talk to all of them, so it's no problem, you know. I just wanted my car fixed.
Just an accident.
Keep an eye on your kids.